Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I got a present for you.
What is it?
It's a light bulb.
Bill Dawson is standing in this woman's doorway holding up a fluorescent light bulb. She looks a little unsure about it. But then he explains that even changing one light bulb can have an impact.
What can I do as an individual?
That's right.
Well, I can just, by my little bit, can make a big difference. Because hopefully, once you start to use this, it's going to make you start to think, how can I save energy in other ways?
Dawson is a volunteer for Project Porch Light. They have a simple plan. Give one free compact fluorescent bulb to every household in Canada. The bulb will last up to 8 times as long as a conventional bulb and use a quarter of the electricity. And if every household changes one bulb, it's the equivalent of removing 66,000 cars off the road. It's kind of hard to believe, but that potential is what motivated Stuart Hickox to start Project Porch Light 2 years ago.
So I remember sitting there thinking, wow, that's incredible. Somebody should do a campaign about this. So I talked to a few friends, but the big breakthrough for us was that we decided not to do just an awareness campaign. We decided we'd bridge the gap between awareness and action by raising money to give people their first bulb.
So with more than 250 volunteers and funding from Hydro Ottawa, the local utility, the group delivered almost 250,000 light bulbs in Ottawa last fall. They wore matching fluorescent green jackets and hats. They drove rechargeable electric bikes with lime green saddlebags packed with bulbs. And they answered lots of questions like, is the mercury in these bulbs dangerous for people? The answer, no. But you should throw them out with other household hazardous waste. Hickox's theory was if you can get someone to change a light bulb, you might change their thinking as well.
When you give them that bulb and that person makes that change, they realize that they can take action on climate change, and they do, and it's the gateway. It leads to a sense of the individual that you can do something and that therefore they may participate and do other things.
It worked with Bill Dawson. Before he started volunteering with the group, he says he felt helpless when he thought about global warming.
I didn't even think about what I could do as an individual. That was just, I'd look at those smokestacks and I'd say, well, what's the point?
Then Bill went to a Project Porch Light training session. He comes home with 120 light bulbs and a radical plan for his own life. He got rid of his luxury car, which he loved, and bought a Prius, an energy-efficient hybrid car. Bill says his friends thought he was crazy. He's 83, a successful businessman, and his car, an Audi A6, was part of his image. But that's changed.
I think I'd much rather be an image of a green, someone concerned about the environment, having 13 grandchildren and two great grandchildren, and it's a pretty bleak future for those kids. And I don't know whether it's too late or not, but we certainly ought to do something.
But now, Bill and people in every household in 4 Canadian cities are doing something, thanks to Project Porch Light. And soon, everyone in Canada will be changing their bulbs, because the Canadian government has announced it is phasing out old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs altogether over the next 5 years. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.